This message you're about to hear is from the stable of Pastor Mike Ofuegbo, the senior pastor at the Perfect Will of God Mission. As you listen, may you be blessed.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the Lamb of God let his glory abound to bear it to dark Calvary. So I cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and it changes someday for a crown. You are blessed in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. One day, a friend of mine that is a baker took me to his bakery to go and consecrate the entire bakery for him. And when I got there, section by section, he took me around and showed me all the places in the bakery, the department. And he said to me, "There is one I want to show to you." He said it is called the fire chamber. And he took me to this fire chamber. It was a thing I've never seen before. It was where the fire of the oven was produced. The fire was then powered by a diesel. That's a diesel that pumps out to light the furnace. It was terrible. When he opened it and I saw the fire there, the way it was making noise, foo, everywhere, fire inside. The heat alone that oozed out of it is terrible. When I see this fire, I took a decision. I said to myself, I will never go to hellfire. I will never enter there. Heaven is my last bus stop, a place of my eternity. Today I want to talk about the truth about hellfire. Does hellfire exist? The truth about hell. And I want to start reading from the book of Revelation chapter 20. And I'll read from verse 10 down to 20. I read Revelation 20 from verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Remember, the devil himself will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Did you hear that? He'll be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the dead and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Verse 15 and the last. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is serious. Each time I read this scripture, it touches me a lot. Each time I go through the scriptures, it touches my life. Because if you are living and you are serious about your life, I believe one thing, that you will never want to go to hell. You will never want to spend eternity in hellfire. This I do believe. Now, there are some questions people would like to ask, but before that, what is hellfire? What is hellfire? Hellfire is a place of fire and brimstone. It's a place where fire burns with brimstone. Hellfire is a furnace of fire, a furnace of fire, according to Matthew 13, verse 42. It is a furnace of fire. It is a place of everlasting punishment. It's a place of everlasting torment. Hellfire. A place where fire burns with brimstone. The next thing is, the next question somebody will want to ask is, does hellfire truly exist? Yes, it does. That's what we read from the Bible now. It does. There's no deceit about it. Why do we talk about hellfire? So that people escape the danger of hell. That's why we talk about it. There is no prophet in the whole Bible that talked about hellfire like Jesus Christ. He talked so much about hellfire, warning people that they will not go there. Now, the next question is, why did God build such a place? Why did God build hellfire? Why? In Matthew 25, yes, verse 41, you will discover why hellfire was built. Let's read the book of Matthew 25, then verse 41, for us to know why hellfire was built. Why did God build hellfire? Okay, the book of Matthew 25, verse 41, I read. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Did you see that? Hellfire was prepared for the devil and his angels. It was not prepared for human being. But if it's not prepared for human being, so why would human being be there? Why? Yes, those that will be there are the sinners who follow after the way of Satan. Just like we read in the book of Revelation chapter 20, people will be judged. The dead, both great and small, everybody will be judged. President, governor, senators, kings, chief, queen, everybody will be judged. Pastors, bishops, everybody, small and great, everybody will be judged. And according to people's work, that's what will lead them to hellfire. Now the next question is, where is hellfire located? Where can we find the location of hellfire? Is it up or down? The Bible tells us about that. I like to read from the Bible so that we all can see it. In the book of Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, the Bible says, for as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Hellfire is in the heart of the earth. That's where hellfire is located, in the heart of the earth. So it is not something that is spiritual, or maybe something that is in heaven. No, or out of this earth. It is in this earth. That's where hellfire is. And people can even, not only that hellfire is there, people can even get to there. It can be dug into. Somebody say, what do you mean by that? Go to the book of Amos. Amos chapter 9, verse 2. Amos chapter 9, verse 2. I read. He said, though they dig into hell, though they dig into it, it's existing already. So they dig into hell. Then shall my hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down. They dig into hell. So hell is in the heart of the earth. We learned in geography that the heart of the earth is made of mantle crust. The mantle, then the inner core, where it's made of fire. There's the outer core and the inner core. You know, this place is made of fire, liquid fire. That's from where the volcanoes come up from. When there is eruption, that's from where the magmas come out from. And the ash, which is sulfur, comes out from. So you will understand that volcanic eruption is part of hell revealing itself. And of course, you know that where volcanic eruption occurs, no life remains there except people run away for their life. It destroys everything on its path. So we must be careful. Hell is not a place to joke with. Now, the next thing, the people in hellfire, can they die again because of the fire? No, there is no death in hellfire. It's a place of eternity. So people stay there. There is no death there anymore. Once people are there, forget it. They don't die anymore. So hell is a terrible place. Nobody need to toy with hell. Now the next question will be, how long will sinners be in hellfire? How long will they be there? Sometime when we were young, we were told that people will not go to hell, but they will go to a place called purgatory. We were told that. I tried to find it out in the Bible. There was no place called purgatory in the Bible. They say people will go there and they'll be tormented. Some people be given blade and they be cutting down Iroko threes and the rest. If somebody will be given a blade to cut down Iroko tree and he can remain there for life. It's better than going to the place of fire. At least when he cut the Iroko tree at a time, he will rest. Or people will be cutting stones in pieces and all the rest of the stories we were told when we were young. But when I grew up, I found out that those things does not exist. Now, how long will sinners be in hellfire? Let us see the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 43 down to 48. I read. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. You see, the fire shall never be quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Verse 47. And if thy hand offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire, where their worms dieth not and the fire is not quenched. You see that? It's going to be a thing forever. It's going to be something that will be forever. That will be a great torment. People will be tormented forever and ever. Sinners will not die. There will be no death. So the next thing we want to see here is, why will a loving and merciful Father like God cast some of his people he created into hellfire to suffer forever? Why will God do such a thing? Why will God, a loving and merciful God, cast people into hellfire to suffer, and they will cry and yell? Why will he do that if he's a loving Father? No, You don't understand. God will not cast anybody into hellfire. It is not God that sends people into hellfire. It is not God that threw people into hellfire to spend eternity. No, it's not God. People will go to hellfire on their own choice. It's a matter of choice. It is purely our choice to choose and to make the decision where we spend our eternity. It is purely our choice. It's not God's choice. So God will not cast anybody into hellfire and he will send some people into heaven. No, it is our choice. We start making the choice while we are living, as we are living here. That's it. God himself does not want anybody to go into hellfire. So we start making the choice. As you are here now, you are listening to me. Your daily activities and the things you do on a daily basis will determine whether you're going to heaven or hell. So the choice is purely yours. Whatever you're doing now determines whether you're going to heaven or hell. All the wickedness you're doing to people, you're already making decision. You're already making decision. You need to listen to the full message of the truth about hell. And you also need to get my message on how to know that you are going to hell, because you need to know where you're going to from here. You need to know where you're going to spend eternity, either in heaven or hell. So you need to get my message on that too, so that from here, it's a kind of checklist, hellfire checklist. So you check yourself and know where you're going to spend eternity, either in heaven or hell. The choice is yours. God cannot send anybody to hell. So if you're doing anything that has to do with wickedness here on earth, you need to change right now. I mean right now. If you're driving, you can park and give your life to Christ. You need to change right now. But if you pull your ear and say you don't care, I tell you, you're going to spend eternity in hellfire. Now listen to me. I wonder the last time you heard message on hellfire. Nobody teaches on it anymore. Nobody teaches on it anymore, because when you teach on hellfire, people don't come to church. But we have to warn you, I have to teach you, I have to tell you the truth. That is love. The man that loves you will tell you the truth, but the one that hates you will deceive you. So when you're going to places where you're just hearing on prosperity and breakthrough and this and that, all you own on earth, you will leave them. No, you are not going to one. You are not taking one of them out of this earth. It's not possible. So what you're having is that thing, the clothes you're putting on. That's it. That's all you earn. Anything you have is the food you eat. If you drop dead right now, you're not going back to your house. You're not going back to your workplace. All the houses you have in all the nations of the world is just to bear your name on record that you own them. It don't mean nothing to you. All your billions and all your wealth will be useless. So if you don't mind, if you are so wealthy, if you have money, if you're rich, turn that money over. Let us use it to preach the gospel. Let us use it to send these messages all over the world to warn people of hellfire. If God has so blessed you, you are so wealthy. Convert your money into preaching the gospel. Send it to us. Let us use it. Or you come join us. Let us spread the word to all over the world so that the people will repent. I warn you. Do not enter hellfire. Do not try it, because it's so painful. It's a place full of torment. That is the truth. The Lord God Almighty bless you. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Nothing uplifts like the word of God, and I trust that the message you just heard has uplifted you. Now, if you'd like to make a decision, if you want to be born again, kindly say this prayer after me.
Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you just said that prayer, I'm glad to tell you that you are now born again. You are now a child of God.
This message you just listened to was a message from our senior pastor, Apostle Mike Ofoegbu, the author of the Dangerous Prayer series. For more information, call 080-8420-2031 or 080-3304-9782. Or you could worship with us at our weekly and Sunday services at Pathway Will of God Mission, opposite Fountain of Life School, behind Daman College, by Close One Gate, Satellite Town, Alakija Bus Stop, Badagry Expressway, Lagos. Stay blessed.